This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Identity shift. You are shedding the ideals of who you think you should be and awakening to the truth of who you really are. This is your rebirth. That was from a dear friend on her Instagram, Colette Worden, friend of mine down in Melbourne. And it was only, I think, week before, I spoke about rebirth. Funnily enough, it's actually tying into the Joseph Campbell hero's journey as well. So within the hero's journey, there's a death, right? And I remember when I first started learning about all that, I'm like, someone's going to die. Someone around me has to die. But the death is the analogy, and usually it's a metaphorical death. The death of an old identity. Here's my offer for you. If you're killing off an identity, don't fucking put another one there. That's just the same fucking thing that's going to limit you next time. It's actually removing that and letting yourself be what you need to be based upon your current situation and where you're at in your life, rather than boxing yourself thinking that you need an identity. Because who else will I be? It's like what you think giving yourself a name is going to make you someone. No, you are already who you need to be. You don't need to identify yourself within amongst everything else identifying yourself. You can choose to interact and say, I'm a graphic designer, or really you do graphic design, or I'm an athlete. You can do all that sort of stuff, but you got to think about it and really think about it. Are you choosing to interact with that identity? And then this is the whole Jungian idea. Do people have ideas, or do ideas have people? So do people have identities, or do identities have people? And therefore, what we really subtly believe in our identity will heavily dictate how we behave. And so you got to think about that. So that the death of your current identity, or the death of the boy, the birth of the man, or whatever the case might be, same thing for your females, it's realizing that that death is not necessary. What I mean by that is you don't need whatever you think you need, right? Of course, yes, oxygen's useful, water's useful, but there are plenty of people's words that have survived much longer than they did and that didn't need oxygen. So think laterally around this. It's one of those days. So the beauty in all of this is that when you choose to kill off the parts of you that no longer serve you, you get rid of it. It's like paint peeling off a door. It doesn't fit back on. Don't repaint the fucking door. Just let it all peel off. And let the door be the door. You don't need to put up a paint on the door to make it fit in necessarily. It can just be that. And same for you. So when the parts of you fall off you that aren't you, and you allow that, you move forward towards that, you realize that you never needed it. There's your rebirth. It's you. It's one of the most powerful things we can do for ourselves and for everyone else around us. Because then that's how we free ourselves from needing other people's fucking approval or trying to please our parents. And even though we're a 35-year-old or some shit like that, when you realize that they're a person in the same way you're a person, but because you've always interacted it in that cycle, here you are. And they've relied on you to do that, which help hold their identity. You're feeding their bullshit by feeding your own. And so the best thing that we can do is get the fucking rid of our bullshit so we can actually show up in the face of everyone else. That's a short one for tonight, today, whenever it is that you're listening to this. So, happy rebirth. On that note, team, I'm done. Book, anywhere online, Minding Yourself, ebook, description, peace, pizza, keep the day in the dick, slay dragon. See you soon.